welcome back to Blatter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, a daily short shot attempting to cut into the backlog of true crime. Not to worry, we are taking a break from football podcasts, for now, to dig into a POV episode from July. Counselors, in my chambers for... POV Season 31, Episode 6, Lindy Lou, Juror Number 2. The crime, per POV's website. For 20 years, Lindy has lived with an unbearable feeling of guilt. Committed to fulfilling her civic duty, Lindy sat with 11 other people on a jury that handed down the death penalty to a Mississippi man convicted of a double homicide. An overwhelming feeling of regret compels Lindy to track down her fellow jurors. A conservative religious woman from the South, she manages to tackle this topic with humor, an open mind, and sincere curiosity. The story. Lindy Lou Wells, her last name has since changed, but not because of this, has struggled since the moment of sentencing with the death sentence she gave Bobby Glenn Wilcher in 2006. Actually, she didn't give it to him in 2006. That's when he was executed. The sentence she was ambivalent about even at the time and regretted consistently going forward. She became depressed and anxious. She reached out to Wilcher and became friends with him, asking for his forgiveness and visiting him on death row, including on the date of his execution. From what I can tell, his only non-legal team visitor on that day, which prompted some friends and family to suspect that they had a capital R relationship and to shun her. Lindy Lou hit the road to talk to her fellow Mississippi jurors about how they felt about giving Wilcher the chair, with French filmmaker Florent Vassalt, I'm sure I pronounced that incorrectly, following her with his camera. Not everyone shares her regrets. Not everyone wants anything to do with Lindy, and the implication that she's calling slash doorstepping people repeatedly and sort of against their wills is both a little distasteful and kind of heartbreaking. Juror number two is perhaps not essential viewing. If it's been sitting on your DVR since July as it was on mine, you might think you don't have the bandwidth at this specific moment in American history for another story about barbarous sentencing, or another crime injustice story out of Mississippi, or another glimpse into the roadside signage of the Deep South with its Confederate flag-edged church signs that talk about God saving, quote, queers. But this is a different angle on coverage of the death penalty as a capital I issue. Here, the issue is the toll it takes, or in a couple of striking cases among Lindy's fellow jurors, doesn't take at all, on those tasked with deciding a man's fate. One juror notes that he thinks states should provide post-sentence or post-execution counseling for them. Another doesn't think he can rely on his fellow citizens to understand the jury instructions, which I think is perhaps how he comes around to saying he thinks the death penalty is wrong without seeming soft. Here's Bill, juror number 9, talking about what struck him about the process.
I was struck by the eagerness amongst some of the jurors just to get this, hey, let's vote and get out of here. Like they were voting on, whether to approve a bond issue or something.
Right.
And it struck me that a lot of them just didn't get the jury instructions. I sat there and thought, they're having trouble deciphering these instructions, and they're about to determine if a guy lives or dies. That was scary.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would change the system, but that was a little scary to me.
I've said before that I've seen this let's get this over with attitude, even in a civil suit involving podiatry malpractice, so that it's also a feature of death penalty deliberations is more than, quote, a little scary to me. But I suppose at the same time, it's not all that surprising. Should you watch? There's maybe a couple too many moody shots of Swamp and Lindy driving, but it's still only an hour long, and there is a hopefulness to its rue. To watch for yourself, look for airtimes on pbs.org/POV/LindyLou, that's LindyLou, or set your DVR to record the show just generally. In my experience, if your market has an off PBS channel, like the secondary one, that's where POV re-airings usually happen in the wee hours, so like WLAW in New York City. If you would like to sentence me to a review... Here's how. Email me at bunting@the-blotter.com or find me on social media. Blotter Presents on both FB and Twitter. And if you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and select minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. That page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.